All right, everybody. People got very mad at me for saying this on Twitter and in prior videos, but I am going to double down. Just because certain celebrities in the MAGA sphere are now turning on Trump does not mean that we should welcome them into our movement with open arms as if they are good, reformed people. There are a few key examples of folks such as Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Marjorie Taylor Greene that 1 year ago were riding or dying for Donald Trump. Every single thing he did, whether it was destructive tariffs or starting wars with Venezuela, they were okay with. But only now that the destruction is unavoidable for the average American, they are jumping ship. Only now that Donald Trump is so demented he can't even give a simple interview, they are jumping ship. We need moral clarity about this. Let me just provide some context as to what I'm talking about here. This clip of Tucker Carlson is going very viral because even though he was a former Fox News host, a former diehard Trump fan, he is now saying he will be tormented by the fact that he played a role in getting Trump elected. Let me play this clip.
You and I and everyone else who supported him, you wrote speeches for him, I campaigned for him. I mean, we're implicated in this for sure.
Yes.
It's not enough to say, well, I changed my mind or like, oh, this is bad, I'm out. It's like in very small ways, but in real ways, you and me and millions of people like us are the reason this is happening right now.
Yes.
So I do think it's like a moment to wrestle with our own consciences. You know, we'll be tormented by it for a long time. I will be. And I want to say I'm sorry for misleading people. It was not intentional. That's all I'll say. But anyway.
He's lying. It was absolutely intentional, and I can prove it. As I said in a prior video, there are Trump supporters who have been in my replies trolling me on Twitter for years now, saying, oh, Adam Libtard Mockler spreading more propaganda. And one of them just DM'd me recently saying that he has opened his eyes and is now realizing that Trump is not who he thought he was. These types of people, the people that I see at rallies or that I debate on the street or that I see DMing me, they can be changed. We should absolutely forgive the average voter, even though, you know, there should be some discussions happening. But Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, they should never be forgiven. Do we really want to forgive Alex Jones? 5 years ago, he was saying that Sandy Hook was fake and that those were crisis actors. Now, all of a sudden, he's wise to it all. When Tucker Carlson says that he will always be honest, listen to this thread that I wrote on Twitter. I said, Tucker Carlson is not our friend. He should not be welcome in a civilized society as if he did nothing wrong. We can happily watch the MAGA movement self-destruct without mistaking Tucker as a good person. In 2021, while still at Fox News, Tucker Carlson privately texted about how much he hated Trump. Private texts also revealed that he knew the 2020 election was not stolen from Trump. Tucker would then go on air and say the exact opposite to tens of millions of Americans, that Trump was the best president ever and that Dominion voting machines were totally rigged. He intentionally told destructive lies to Americans en masse for career gain and profit. He would do the exact same today, just from a different angle. Let me read the post to you if you don't believe me. I promise you, Tucker was texting people behind the scenes about how he didn't believe what he was saying on air. Tucker Carlson texts to unknown Fox employee on January 4th of 2021, 2 days before January 6th. He said, we are very close to being able to ignore Trump most nights. I truly can't wait. He then said later on, I hate him passionately. I blew up at Peter Navarro today in frustration. I actually like Peter, but I can't handle much more of this. It is because this is a humiliation ritual for anybody that touches Donald Trump. His entire movement is falling apart because Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Marjorie, they're tired of being humiliated by his constant awful policy.
Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, thanks for coming on, Congresswoman. So we all know you were a longtime loyal supporter of President Trump, but you broke with him in part because you felt he was too focused on foreign affairs rather than the America First promises he made on the campaign trail. As we enter day 17 of the Iran war, do you believe the president's voters can trust
him? This clip was from last month.
Well, just to be clear, the president broke with me over the Epstein files. So that always has to be said. He called me a traitor because I stood with women who were raped when they were 14 and 16. But I do completely disagree.
Let me say, I buy Marjorie Taylor Greene's, you know, transition over a little bit more than I buy Tucker Carlson's. I think Tucker Carlson's is a lot more cynical. But Marjorie also has to have a huge caveat next to her name. The fact that she has risen to fame defending and protecting Donald Trump. I brought in a liberal friend of the show who is very in tune with these types of MAGA fights. Make sure you drop a like below and make sure you watch until the end of the video. The MAGA movement is falling apart at the seams, but these people are not our allies. I want to talk to you all about Tucker Carlson, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Megyn Kelly, and other large MAGA celebrities jumping ship right when the time is perfect, because a lot of people are giving them undue praise when it's completely not deserved. You can sit back and enjoy the MAGA movement falling apart. You can laugh, and I even boost clips of Tucker Carlson and Marjorie Taylor Greene shitting on Trump because it's fun, but we need to have moral clarity that these people are not our allies. They are not our friends, and we need to push for our own affirmative liberal movement, not let these illiberal people hijack our messaging, even if we're aligned on this issue. I am joined today by the one and only Soypill, a YouTuber I'm a huge fan of. He makes amazing video essays. You can find his stuff in the description below. Check it out. Subscribe to him. We're going to chat about this. All right, let's jump in. Let me see. What's your overall take on all this?
I think it's transparent and very scummy. I mean, these people aren't good people. We know their politics. We know they're not some ally of ours. They're not liberal. They still are going to support all the horrible things they've supported the past 10 years under Trump. The only reason, and this is so transparent, that they're doing this is because Trump's unpopular. That's it. It's not because of some principled take of anti-war. It's not because Trump finally crossed a line for them. They were on board when he wanted to ban Muslims. They were on board when he did every other horrible policy. But suddenly now it's beneficial to their power to reject this. And I think you posted this Tucker leaked stuff that is so clearly demonstrating this. He says, oh, maybe finally we can stop talking about Trump. And it's like, oh, why? Is it because, you finally came out and as an anti-Trump person and you can, you know, live with yourself because I'm just so much better? No, it's because Trump's unpopular and now people don't want to hear about it anymore. So it's just them shifting with the tides. So I say, you know, never interrupt your enemy while they're making the mistake. I say that. It's my thing. I totally came up with that as a 30-year-old. But that doesn't mean we have to say and give these credit people credit. We can't, because these people are not our allies. They'll stab us in the back at the first possible moment. And yeah, it's scummy.
I love when people always try to apply like Donald Trump's actions to Sun Tzu quotes, or like, as Sun Tzu said, make sure you spread all of your resources very thin, start multiple wars at once, and never be able to predict what your enemy's doing. Sun Tzu definitely said that. But no, very good point. In my tweet, I said something like, the enemy of your enemy is not always your friend. And I think that is a good way of putting it, because the reality is Tucker Carlson is not a part of our pro-democracy, pro-liberal movement. When he's splitting off from Trump, he's doing it for illiberal reasons, trying to build that movement that doesn't like democracy, that is more pro-Russia, pro the Iranian regime. Just because Tucker Carlson is pro-IRGC and pro-Russia and Donald Trump crossed his red line does not mean we should welcome him into the movement with open arms. Actually, quite the opposite. We should say that his split with Trump is fine. Good. He should apologize. We can boost those clips for strategic political reasons, but also be very, very clear that these people are not our friends. When it comes to people like Megyn Kelly, she said one day she would still vote for Trump if he dropped the nuke. And then when he actually threatened to genocide an entire civilization, she backed off and said, actually, I'm sick of this. I'm sick of this guy. This is disgusting. This is despicable. We have people like Michael Knowles, who we both debated. Remember when he tweeted out right after Trump made that Jesus post? He said, Trump should delete this post. In any good senses, he should delete it. Other people were calling it blasphemy. And then after Trump came out with the doctor excuse, Michael Knowles reverted back to the MAGA position. These are bad faith actors who will lie. We know that Tucker Carlson will lie. We know that Megyn Kelly will lie. We know that Michael Knowles will sit there and smugly smile. But this dude is lying, right?
Yeah. And it's a streak too, right? Because you can say, oh, this is recent. Oh, maybe we can give them some credit. And there are MAGA voters that I know, yeah, where, yes, you know, as much as I don't like their decision making for the past decade, this did finally break them. They're like, wow, maybe he is unhinged. And it's great. You can give credit to people in your life on the smaller stage that aren't pundits, that are sincerely turning away from this for, you know, reasons that are way too late, but eventually they're doing it. Cool. But you look and you go back to 2015, 2016, and I don't know how much you remember this, but these people hated Trump. Yeah. And Shapiro, Michael Knowles, this guy was a bloviating, you know, womanizing, disgusting guy who just went opposed to all of their uptight neoconservative values. But they all shifted and have been lying for 10 years, pretending to love this guy because it was beneficial to them. Tucker Carlson, you know, there have been leaks, not just today, but years ago, where he's like, oh, I want to stop talking about this guy. When can we stop lying about the election being stolen? And now they're finally, like, some of them are able to be like, oh, maybe I don't have to do this grift anymore. Maybe this 10-year grift can finally come to an end. But yeah, it's just lies. It's just because of the wind of where the power is shifting. And they don't care about you. They don't care about being honest. They care about their platform and they care about money. And it's so blatant.
It's so blatant. And it kind of reminds me of when Ben Shapiro randomly realized that there's an anti-Semitic blurb growing within the right-wing movement and other ones. I always make this point. I'm like, all right, so you were okay with transphobia. You would feed into that. You're okay with hating on immigrants, minorities. You're okay with hating on all of these people. But the moments that you're the subject of the same type of ire, you realize how bad it is. And what I'm saying here is that you should stop all bigotry before it enters the movement. Right at the door, you should say, hey, we probably shouldn't be bigoted, or of course, people for stereotypes or for like racial reasons. But Ben Shapiro was okay feeding into that until it hit him. These people are going to be eaten alive by their own movements and then try to jump ship at the very last moment. So again, that's why I was sending that tweet. And that's why I'm making this video with you, because I think this is a great, great, you know, eye opener for some people who may be getting a little bit too sympathetic.
Yeah. I mean, what did Lindsey Graham say that was like the most poignant thing he could have, which is, if we let this guy into our party, he's going to destroy the Republican Party. And he's absolutely right. This is dividing them. It's causing them to, you know, bend over backwards, trying to defend his actions when they need to because it benefits them, and now completely flip 180 on all of their principles as soon as it doesn't benefit them. And yeah, on the Ben Shapiro note, I'm currently making a video on the Daily Wire Plus, and if you go to the website, it's interesting what is still prominently featured. Candace Owens and Ben Shapiro had this big falling out. Why? Because she became super anti-Semitic. And, oh, well, I have to defend the Jewish people. This bigotry is unacceptable. What does he leave up on the Daily Wire Plus? The documentary that Candace Owens made, completely maligning George Floyd and the entire BLM movement, this horrible anti-black documentary, essentially, because that still benefits him. He doesn't care about shitting on black people in America. He doesn't care about spreading racism. He doesn't care about bigotry. He cares about if it affects him. And it's just disgusting and blatant. And these people are so unprincipled. And I think that's like the most important part to keep in mind is like, yeah, not only are they not our allies, but like they really don't have any principles that would otherwise matter to them. It only matters how much it benefits them. So just take everything they say and keep acknowledging that these people are liars. And it shouldn't matter what they're saying, even if it's that, you know, broken clock right twice a day, whatever. It just be like, okay, cool, you got it right. I'm not going to stop maligning you for my entire life.
Yeah, yeah. They stumbled onto the position after a decade. Congratulations on that. Tucker Carlson did the same exact thing on the podcast that everybody is now praising him for, where he apologized for supporting Trump. Literally 10 minutes later, he and his brother begin to shit on George Floyd and say that that was all a con to try to erase white cops. These people haven't changed. They'll push the same racist conspiracy theories. They're just jumping ship. Now they're pivoting to a more pro-Russia position that just happens to also align with the IRGC. And that's who Tucker is truly defending right now. All right, I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, make sure you subscribe to both of us below. You can find the Soy Pill in the description. I love you all. Peace out.